We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Understanding the Gospel, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Galatians 1:6-7. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are following a different gospel. Not that there really is another gospel, but there are some who are disturbing you and wanting to distort the gospel of Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Not long after Paul preached the true gospel in many regions, other voices began to arise. These voices did not openly deny Christ, but they subtly adjusted the message. Some added requirements to it. Others removed uncomfortable truths from it. The result was confusion among believers who had once stood firmly. In our time, the distortion is often more subtle than obvious. The name of Jesus may still be mentioned, but the central truths of his death, burial, resurrection, lordship, and coming kingdom are sometimes minimized. The focus may shift toward personal advancement, self-fulfillment, or temporary benefits. Over time, believers who are not grounded in Scripture may drift without realizing it. Holding firmly to the gospel requires clarity. It requires knowing what you have believed and why you have believed it. The true gospel confronts sin, exalts Christ, announces his resurrection, and points to eternal hope. It calls people not only to receive blessings, but to surrender to the lordship of Jesus and live in expectation of his return. A believer who understands the full gospel cannot be easily shaken by cultural trends or persuasive personalities. When Christ remains at the center, faith remains strong. When eternal hope remains clear, endurance becomes possible. Go into today determined to hold firmly to the true gospel you have received. Let Christ remain central in your faith, your speech, and your life. In doing so, you will not believe in vain. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 149-150. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.